Continuing with Introduction Podcast Week, and this time, Team 2 is under the microscope. Will they come up with a show that wows the judges? Find out on this episode of America's Next Top Podcaster. Welcome to America's Next Top Podcaster. I'm Brian Ibbett. We're in the middle of Introduction Podcast Week, and Reed, Travis, Gabriel, and Melissa, aka Team 2, are nailing down their entry. We'll hear their coaching session with Tom, and later on in this episode, hear their entry for this week's challenge. But first, I spoke to Gabriel Rodriguez to see how things were going. I'm here with Gabriel from Team 2. Hello, Gabriel.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. So, welcome. What do you think so far, huh?
Oh, my goodness. Team projects. Woo!
Exactly. Now, we just had our initial call yesterday and gave you guys your challenge. And I noticed that you guys jumped in right away. You were in Discord meeting all about it. How are things going with the team?
Going past initial interviews with each other, because we kind of got familiar with each other a little bit. But now that we're on the same team, we're going through the who's who and what are your skills and what can you contribute to the team, and started immediately jumping on ideas because, as you said, this is definitely a part of the contest that's difficult in terms of, it seems easy, we're doing introductions, but it's so many little nuances of how do we keep this interesting.
Right. Keep it interesting and make it sound like it's part of a larger show or series and things like that. You mentioned people kind of figuring out what their skills are. Are people kind of naturally falling into specific roles? Like, do you have somebody who's maybe going to be focusing on doing a lot of the writing or doing a lot of the editing or things like that?
We're starting to get a feel for who wants to do what. I guess it's still early. Obviously, it's been, less than 24 hours. So we're still poking and figuring out who's going to do what, but we have an idea on some of the strengths already in terms of a catchy jingle has already been created in the last couple hours. It's little things like that as we're playing with each other's strengths.
Fantastic. And what, obviously I can't give you any advice, but I can certainly listen to your ideas and I'd love to hear them. What kinds of things are you coming up with?
Well, we first immediately started talking about doing it in terms of like a game show, where it would be similar to Jeopardy or a $1,000 pyramid. But we started swerving towards making it the series of what we're kind of leaning on right now of first, best, worst, last. So okay. It would be a series of your first blah, your last blah. One thing, we seem to have a few music type people in our group as well. So we're talking about, each one of us doing a 2-minute introduction of ourselves about, and we're more or less going to roll a D4, draw from a hat to see who goes on what. But let's say myself will do my first concert, and then somebody will do their worst concert or their last concert or whatever. And it will hopefully give us a bit of an idea, because we didn't want to go too broad on doing 2 minutes of, how do you condense yourself into 2 minutes?
Right.
But we also wanted to do it to where, let's get intimate. Hey, this is your first, right now we're leaning on first kiss, last kiss, best kiss, and worst kiss. So this will give us a little bit more of a personal and intimate details of, why was this a best kiss? Or how was this your last kiss and whatnot? So we're leaning in that right now.
I love that idea. Okay, that's great. Yeah, again, not going to give you any advice on
it. Of course.
But I absolutely love it. What kinds of things are you looking forward to with Tom tomorrow as far as getting advice? Obviously, not locking anything in until you get a chance to talk to him, but what kinds of questions are you looking forward to asking him about?
Well, obviously, it's the question of how much is too much and what is not enough, because we do have the issue of trying to make sure, obviously, you guys, make the judges in the audience care about what we're talking about. But we're trying to make sure that we sound natural. There's an organic bit to the show. We want to keep it not so much scripted, but put it in the sense of, try to avoid false personas or other such nonsensical creations. It'd be like, hey, this is me. This is my, experiences here and why we're doing what we're doing. So go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead. You first.
Oh, I think that element of having to think on the fly as far as what happens when the dice roll and it comes up with, all right, I need to come up with my first this or last this, that definitely makes it so that it's a kind of got a really cool improvisational aspect to it.
And obviously it gives us all, we're also going through a bit. We're kind of behind the scenes picking a bit so we could at least have an idea of what we're doing. We may do some hand waving and showmanship to ensure the dice rolls in our favor. I could admit that my last kiss wasn't very exciting. So like, I don't, you know, unless I'm going to flat out lie, it's a case of how do we pick who might have a better, interesting story to tell in terms of that,
sure,
or something more revealing that people would want to hear.
Totally, totally okay with that theater of the mind stuff. I mean, hey, we had somebody who made me think they were doing a podcast from a sensory deprivation tank, as you found out, which I love.
I'm pretty sure he does. I'm pretty sure he does our call-ins with us, either skydiving or underwater deep sea, or who knows? He could be on a mountain. I don't know.
I know exactly. Yes, good. I'm glad he's with you guys. Should make for some really fun stuff. Well, fantastic. Any last questions for me about this challenge?
Not yet. We're all, you know, working together as it's to be expected. We're excited. We're keeping our chat channels open and our communications just filling full of ideas in terms of, hey, what do you think about this? And it seems really cool that even if we have ideas that aren't floating, there's no like bruised egos. Like, how about this? No? Okay, moving on. So it's really good to see that.
That's good. That's something that when you're kind of thrust into a group of people that you're not already familiar with, you've got to kind of worry about those personality dynamics, those conflicts that can come up. So glad, I'm really glad to hear things are working out. This isn't like your typical reality show where we want fights. We don't want fights. We don't want bickering. We want collaboration and quality production together as a team. So fantastic. Well, Gabriel, thank you so much for your time. Looking forward to hearing what you guys come up with.
All right. Fantastic. Great talking to you, man.
Let's listen in on their coaching session with Tom Merritt.
So first of all, real quick, I know we only have 10 minutes, but just introduce yourself in like one line about your podcasting, whatever. Go, Gabriel.
My name is Gabriel Rodriguez, and I do Great Muscle Geekery podcast, and I'm still very new, so this is interesting.
Melissa.
My name is Melissa Kruger from Salt Lake, and I do Sometimes in Shambles, which is kind of a mental health podcast.
All right. Very good. TV's Travis.
I'm Travis Crawford from Traverse City, Michigan, and I do a movie podcast right now. I just got into podcasting this year.
Okay, first of all, you all three have great voices. This is going to be really fun to hear
you team up
with this. Thank you.
So how are you feeling approaching this first challenge?
I think we feel pretty good about our idea. We think that it's pretty unique. We just have a question of like if it's really on point with the challenge. I think, well, I'm worried about that a little bit.
Well, tell me your idea. Let's go.
Okay, so our idea is a storytelling podcast where over the course of the podcast, you get to know the hosts more intimately. Mm-hmm. And we do a first, best, worst, last is the name of the podcast. And we sit around and we each draw a worst, best, first, or last. And then we come up with a topic for that week. So the topic that we chose is a kiss. So first kiss, best kiss, whatever. Okay. And then we tell that story. Each of us gets like 2 minutes or whatever to tell our story chose.
We just get the one story. So in this particular instance, I got to do my little story on first kiss. And you're able to kind of tell about yourself through that as well, through like clues on.
Okay, you know, I love the structure. I love the framing of this, because if you're going to do storytelling to represent yourselves, it can be tough to make it stand out. But you've already framed it in a way where I'm interested to be like, oh, okay, so I'm going to get the first kiss, the best kiss, the last kiss, whatever. That's really cool. And I like that. 2 minutes is not a lot of time to make sure that your story both tells your first kiss and represents yourself. I mean, how are you feeling about that?
Yeah, I think that is kind of where I'm struggling a little bit, because it's this one little part of your life. But I think like I incorporate like a music festival that I went to. Gabriel incorporates like his LARPing stuff that he does. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of has a little bit of our personalities, but I don't know if it's going to be enough for the judges.
Well, Is there any way you can? Okay, first of all, I should ask: do you have other ideas, or is this the one you're backing? This is a horse you're backing?
So far, this has been the horse we're backing. Yeah.
Okay, it's not a bad horse. It's a good horse. I'm encouraging you to stay on this horse. Is there a way you can do each story, like use the other members to kind of prod the person along? Because where personality shows is not just in what you're saying, but how you're saying it. And if you're just monologuing, it's not going to show as much of your nonverbal personality as if you're reacting. So, and I know that eats up time, but maybe you look at it this way, like write down the two things about your personality that you want to make sure come through in your bit, and then use the other members of the show to prod you for that.
Right. We do have a little bit of it's a little bit conversational, so we do react to each other's stories. Mm-hmm. But it's not really anything about our personalities. But that's an interesting.
That's the only concern that we had is like, it's only 2 minutes and we don't want to just put this giant blanket to be very monotone. We figured, especially with Kiss, since it's so personal in some regards, mm-hmm. that it's not so much a, here's a wide blanket over us, but here's a smaller focus that's a little bit more personal, so to speak.
I mean, there's also the trick of just talking twice as fast.
I'm from Chicago. I'm good at that.
Yeah. So talk even faster. Yeah, right. That's tough. But yeah, I mean, you don't want to come off manic, but certainly, especially in first round challenges, you're more likely to come off lower energy than you want than higher energy. So maybe do that. Just try doing the whole thing faster. And see if you can push yourselves, because that's going to make you sound high energy. It's going to make it be more interesting. And you know, if there's little stumbles and stuff, you can always edit those out. It's not live.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. What do you think? I think we played around with this idea a little bit of incorporating the 2 minutes into the show. And so like the listeners would know, like, hey, we're timing ourselves in 2 minutes, have to tell this worst, best, first, last story.
Brilliant. That's a great idea, because that allows you to build something into the show that you need to be there, and brings the audience into it. So now, instead of them thinking like, wow, they're really rushing through this, or like, that wasn't a lot of time, they have a reason of like, oh, they've only got 2 minutes. Okay, how are they going to do this? And they're on your side. I think that's a great idea.
Okay. That's something that we can work with, and we can. Okay, cool.
And try to make sure, and I know it's like, oh, just do all of these things plus this. Perfect. But try if you can to make each one of your stories have a surprise in it. Because that's where you make the judges care. That's where you make them say, oh, that was fun to listen to, is if you do something they're not expecting, right? Because they expect a first kiss or a last kiss to be a certain kind of story. I think we all do. So try to find that element of yours without lying. That's like, oh, sure. But wait, you know, build up that surprise.
And I honestly, I do think we kind of have that with some of the stories.
Yeah,
we've done a test run already. Yeah.
Excellent.
So,
well, it sounds like you've got a really strong idea and good framing. So I'm excited. Oh, the boss is here.
No, I feel pretty good about what we've done so far, but that's good. I like the putting a timer on it. So mm-hmm. you can almost have like, as you're hitting that, you know, minute 50 or minute 45, start having a countdown kind of creeping in the back.
Yeah, because it not only brings the audience into the story more, it also is the kind of thing that differentiates you from just like you've added something, you've turned it up a notch, you've made a show that is a little bit different, and that's how you're going to stand out from the other teams better. Do you know how you're dividing the responsibilities, the more practical stuff like editing and?
Travis has volunteered to edit, but then also I think me and Gabriel mentioned that we're going to take our little bits and kind of cut out the pauses and ums and mm-hmm. things like that to cut down our story.
So Travis, you're doing the master edit, it sounds like.
Yeah, so far. I did the first pass at it and kind of let them whittle it down, and then I'll do the final.
Are you... Yeah, go ahead, Gabriel.
I was saying, I know Reed ended up doing a little jingle for us for the beginning as well.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, that's great. Any kind of gnat sound? I mean, you don't want to get all morning show over the top with sound effects, but anytime it makes sense to put in like little whooshes for transitions and things like that. If you've got a 2-minute timer, you've got a great excuse to put little TikToks and alarm bells.
Beeping and TikToks, right?
Yeah,
definitely. We'll have to do a little work on that.
And then we only have 2 minutes. So does anyone have a pressing question? I just have one little one.
No, go for it.
What are your thoughts about putting like an ending into it? Like obviously maybe music or something, but what about like an ending as like, as far as like, hey, subscribe to our show or so-and-so did the music for us.
That's a great way to give it that verite feel. If you're running up against the 10-minute mark and you just can't make it, don't sacrifice content for that. But if you can squeeze it in, even if it's sort of like, if you've got this 2-minute timer feel to it, if you're like pushing it at the end, like thanks to everybody who, you know, supports our show, blah, 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 blah. That can add some energy to the end as well. I think it's cool.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds good.
Yeah, man, you all have it together. This is great.
We're trying.
Yeah, I think we all work well together and we've all contributed equally.
Uh-huh. Fantastic. That's a huge step if you can do that from the get-go like this. That's going to help in a lot of ways. I think most of teams get along more so than you might think, based on what reality shows on TV try to show us. But mm-hmm. But there's a difference between getting along and actually being productive and being like, I can take the master edit, but I'll, you know, people do their own mini edit. Like that's the kind of teamwork that you need to work on to make it happen. It sounds like you're already there.
Awesome. That's cool. good start, so to speak.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Let's listen in on their work sessions.
I don't know. I just like disagree with having one single host because the only thing that I listened to of the first season was like the first episode, and they did like one of them did a game show and I just completely did not get it and I thought it was so fake. And like I just don't like that. I don't like acting and not being who we really are, and that's kind of what it sounds like it would be.
Which is fair.
Or okay, so here's a way that you could get around that is the host, quote unquote, of the show is auditioning for new co-hosts.
Oh, I kind of like that.
So, you know, whoever ends up being the host of this fictional show, they're auditioning. They've been doing a search for, you know, and you can even be, you know, you can even have it framed if you want to add a little humor where it's, he's kind of put upon like, all right, I'm in week 10 of trying to find a co-host and...
So I was kind of thinking like, okay, how can you introduce yourself in a fun way? And like thinking about like all the icebreakers that people do of like your favorite things and stuff. And then also when he said like it has to be obviously like a whole podcast and you have to make more episodes theoretically about it. I was thinking kind of like a what's your worst or what's your best like ... and then like every episode theoretically would be like all four of us talking about whatever subject it is that week. I don't know if this is making sense. I didn't really think it out. But
Melissa, you've had like 3 minutes.
right
we had
but just like that way we're not going around and saying like, oh, I do this for work and this is where I'm from, but it's kind of like getting to know us in a specific way.
That could be good. I actually just wrote down too, I think what might kind of work is you saying, you know, the whole, it's gotta be kind of an ongoing series. You could almost frame it around like speed dating, where you have so much time to introduce yourself and talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. So that way that can frame it as like, this week we have, you know, these people, or on this episode, you know, we're talking to this group of people on a speed date.
Yeah, I'm thinking we either start with it or it ends up we somehow cue in and start talking, and then because like we do intros. And then even then the intros are going to be weird because, again, as you made the joke, hey, it's our 700th time introducing ourselves. See, I think intro at the beginning,
yeah, it is awkward, but I think making light of it helps, and I do think it's necessary.
Definitely. Yeah, I introduce myself every episode.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's normal.
Yeah, well, we do so too. I mean, I do so. I also, Kristen and I actually go under different monikers as well, just because in the circles that we travel in, we're known as different names. So we go by that, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and if it goes like last year, Tom's going to ask us, okay, how are you guys feeling? What kind of ideas do you have? You know, we'll let him know about that. And the big things are to ask, we'll want to ask him, well, with something like this, what is going to be something that'll help us to stand out and stand above the other two teams?
Yeah.
You know, what kind of thing? Because, and I'll be interested to see what he thinks of the idea, because it is it's such a like an open ended, you know, introduction. That was it, basically.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's going to know what the challenge is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I would be interested to hear if he thinks that we are like on topic or on challenge, I guess, enough.
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
Because I don't want them to listen to this episode and be like, well, I don't know that much about them or something.
I learned nothing
like that
from it.
Right.
And I think that's where us framing this as, you know, an episode well into this podcast and the bantering part of it, I think is going to actually help that.
Well, no. we're going right at the beginning and wondering if we're just going to get the team name out of the way, be done with that, and we're doing, what do you say, the Wizard Blast?
Did it end up being Forest Bench Wizard Blast?
I think so, yeah.
I think that was it.
I think that's pretty solid.
I think so, too. It reminds me of the,
what
is it, the XKCD comic where they were talking about good passwords? And it was like, just take four random words and put it together. It's what it sounds. It's like a word salad.
Right. But it also sort of relates to our first project together.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So it's appropriate.
Yeah.
First best, worst last. First best, worst last.
Welcome, friends, to episode 69 of First Best, Worst Last, the show where we get to know our hosts through pivotal moments in their lives, 2 minutes at a time. Each week, we select a topic and our hosts are selected at random to tell a story of a first, a best, a worst, or a last moment related to that topic. So let's introduce ourselves for the 69th time, shall we? From Northern Michigan, I am Travis, and I'm the host of Wait, You Haven't Seen.
From Salt Lake City, I am Melissa, and I host Sometimes in Shambles.
From sunny Fargo, North Dakota, I'm Reed Messerschmidt, and I make The Irrationally Exuberant, and Reed Messerschmidt Gets Metal.
And from just outside Chicago, I'm Gabriel, better known as Dusty Red, from the Grey Muzzle Geekery Podcast.
All right, well, so as we mentioned last week, our topic today is going to be kisses. Our first, our best, our worst, and our last kiss. Hey. As with tradition, we will draw out of the hat. Our first kiss is going to be done by Gabriel.
First kiss? Oof. In fairness, my first kiss wasn't really anything to write home about. So how about this? We'll go my first interracial kiss. I mean, I mentioned on previous episodes that my worldviews were pretty shitty in my teens. And so this is a big moment in fixing that. Now, you see, I was 18, and I was really heavily involved in, like, live-action role-playing games and such. And I traveled from state to state to spend my weekends in the woods fighting with foam swords and the like. One of my adventures led me to Michigan, where I met some players from Toronto. At one point, my new Canadian friend suggested I go up to Canada to visit them and their friends who didn't LARP, but was an artist who drew all sorts of, like, anthropomorphic characters, much like the fox character that I was playing. Well, a few weeks later, a group of us took a trip up to Canada to play their game, and while we were up there for the week, they set up a meeting at the mall for myself and this girl they wanted to hook me up with. They never gave me a description of her, though. They were like, oh, yeah, she's real cute. She's real cute. Well, from around the corner, this little cutie at like 5 feet tall, dark hair, dark eyes, and dark skin approaches me. Anyway, we spent most of the day kind of walking and talking, being separated from the group, and we just clicked. You know, similar movie interests, music interests. We both love cartoons, and she often drew them. So the only thing I thought it was odd at the time is she kept like doodling in this notebook she carried with her, but she said she always did that. Anyway, the day went by pretty quick, and eventually we had to part ways. Once again, my experience was really evident as I like went in for that awkward nerd hug. But she surprised me. She inched up on her toes and planted a kiss like smack on my lips while taking a rather firm hold of my butt with her other hand. I mean, hey, they say Canadians are known for being friendly, right? Anyway, when she finished, we both kind of just stood there blushing and eventually just ended up leaving with the promise that, like, we'll stay in touch.
though on the way to the car, I found she had slipped a piece of paper into my back pocket. It was a piece of notebook paper from the book she was doodling in, and, well, it was a rather suggestive sketch of herself, along with her phone number below it. Then a month, I found myself catching a Greyhound bus from Chicago to Detroit in the middle of the night to Toronto to spend the weekend with her. That was my first unique, I guess you could say, kiss.
Hey, there you
beautiful.
Go.
Beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Amazing.
So,
two nerds falling in love.
Yeah. So reaching into the hat here and drawing out for our best kiss goes to Melissa.
Oh, boy. Best kiss.
Ooh. Best kiss, baby.
Okay. I'm going to go with my best overall kissing experience. So it was at Bonanza Campout, which is a music festival in Utah where you camp right at the festival, which is perfect for me because I love everything outdoors and music. So we were camping right next to this big group of guys, and I took a liking to one of them, and we ended up hanging out the whole festival. Well, the last night we went to see the local natives, and I could tell he was kind of into me by the way he was interacting with me. As we are walking over to the other stage to see Bournes, we're holding hands with two other people. So it was like a chain line, and we were walking through the crowd so we didn't lose each other. And as I look back, he just kisses me out of nowhere. And I was just, I was like, what the heck? So we're just listening to the concert, holding hands, kissing every once in a while. And then he's like, hey, do you want to go get a drink? And we go and are making out. That was like just the best experience, I guess, that I had. Just your typical.
Just two smelly kids mashing their faces together.
Yeah. The overall experience was just everything that a girl would want in a music festival weekend. You know, you show up, you see a guy that you're interested in, the guy likes you back, and then you make out and never see each other again. But the twist of the story is, while we were making out, his friends came up and stopped us. They were kind of like, hey, do you want to like go over here? And so he awkwardly walked away. And it was just this overall weird vibe because he kind of just left me randomly. And then after talking with his friends, he came back and he told me that he had a girlfriend. And oof. I was just like, cool, yeah. And then he still wanted to make out after that. And he was like, is it wrong that I want to kiss you still? And I'm like, yeah, I think it is wrong, actually.
I don't blame you, but you got to go.
So yeah, I got my fairy tale weekend. He just turned out to be a not good person.
Oh, well, on that topic of worst, we'll go with the worst kiss, which is going to be, and I'll reach into the bag here. And hey, look at that. It's me again doing worst, right?
There you
again.
Go.
Yay.
So my worst kiss. Well, if you guys remember back, like, I don't know, episode 7 or 8 or something, where we were talking about friends, and I had my first friends. You know, as we got older, people started moving away for jobs and stuff. One guy had moved away. He came back. We all got together and went out to celebrate. You know, he was back in town. And coming along was a friend of a friend, and her name was Alice. She was cute, and we kind of flirted a little bit. We started chatting some. We were hitting it off really well. It was springtime. It was a little bit before Easter. We ended up back at the friend's house just having a few more drinks and just enjoying the nice warmer weather. And I decided it was time to, you know, make my move. I was going to be all smooth operator, and we're sitting on the couch, and I lean in to kiss her. She kisses me back, and I'm thinking, cool, all right, all right. And then I hear her cough, and next thing I know, I am covered from chin to waist in yellow marshmallow peeps.
Oh,
oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Did it get in your mouth?
A little bit. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit?
That is actually the last time I have ever eaten a marshmallow peep. I can't look at them anymore.
I bet.
Yeah, that was definitely my worst kiss.
If I wasn't already done with peeps, I am now.
Yeah.
Worst kiss ended in a baby birding. Got it.
Yeah. And so that's going to bring us to last kiss, which this week is Reed.
Yeah. Last kiss. Great Pearl Jam song.
Yes, it is.
By the way, my story isn't about Pearl Jam. It's about me in my asshole 20s / drinking days. I was unemployed, making money doing medical studies for things like morphine and boner pills. Not at the same time, but both were very interesting.
Donating plasma and all that.
Plasma. Right. Just scrounging for cash. I was drunk almost all the time when I wasn't doing the studies. Seriously depressed. So much anxiety and just generally unpleasant to be around, which I think I'm over. So good, keep that good in mind when I tell you about how terrible I acted here. 6 years sober, So I was dating this really nice, lovely, delightful, very, very naive girl. And from the start, I could tell that for some mysterious reason, she was way more into it than I was, which was crazy because she had it all together. She was like a successful business owner and I was a complete mess. So one night we were out drinking and we went back to my place. We made out for a while and then we fell asleep in our clothes, as you do. And I woke up at maybe 3 a.m. and I was lying there thinking about how miserable I was. And I started like looking at her and thought, I don't even really have feelings for her. And I'm being an asshole as usual, which led me to, if I was with someone who didn't have feelings for me, I'd want them to tell me right away, which led me to, I should wake this girl up at 3 a.m. and break up with her while she lays in my bed.
Oh,
which I did. I gently shook her shoulder until she woke up and she smiled and kissed me lovingly. And then I broke up with her.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. Yeah, it makes me cringe just to tell you this. She was very, very mad, justifiably so. And is still probably very mad at me. I hope she's doing okay.
And you had to escort out of your place.
Yes, she had to leave my place. I offered to let her stay, but that clearly wasn't going to happen. Oof.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, yeah, I think that's a good one to end on then. So
those are some good kiss stories.
Yeah, I think overall.
What a sexy episode.
Hey. Yeah. It took us a very long time to actually get on the topic of kissing.
Yeah, it's amazing it took this many episodes to do. So, Reed, what is our topic next week?
Our topic next week is concerts.
Excellent.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that's a good one, I think.
Please don't let me draw worse this time. Oh, no, don't make me relive that. All right, well, yeah, join us next week when we talk about our first, our best, our worst, and our last concerts. Thanks for joining us.
That was First, Best, Worst, Last, Team 2's Introduction Challenge submission. On the next episode, we'll see how Team 3 is holding up, and then later this week, it's the Judging and Elimination episode where the competition will end for one of our players. It's all coming up this week on America's Next Top Podcaster.